Are you one of the 75% of contractors whose financial statements are inaccurate? Find out. Click on the link in the show notes and you'll get a free P&L and balance sheet check.
This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by Financially Fit Business. Get the business tool that helps you grow profitably, build wealth, and live the life of your dreams in less than 10 minutes a month. Go to www.financiallyfit.business and get started today. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you. This is part two of Les O'Hara's 12-step proven process. If you haven't caught last week's Contractor Sense, I'm going to give a little bit of a review. We talked about the owner is an athlete, i.e. your vision, and making sure you do your time properly. We talked about financially related issues, cash flow, annual budgeting, and monthly close of books and review systems. We did branding last time, which is the USP and your branding guideline. And we started advertising and marketing. So let's continue with advertising and marketing. Would that work?
Yeah, that was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. So we talked about CRM and how important it needs to be a CRM. And you mentioned ServiceTitan. So do we want to keep, you know, if ServiceTitan is working really, really well for us, do we leave it there? Or do you have something that you'd prefer we do?
Yes, we leave it there. And then we need our CRM to be the top of CRM and the top of ServiceTitan or your job production software and the bottom of the funnel. We call it top of funnel and bottom of funnel. What those programs don't do a great job of is sales and marketing automations and reputation management. So our product, Build 12, is a bolt-on to any of those kind of products. And we just connect them through all that you know about nowadays with APIs and Zappers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they talk seamlessly to each other, but then you could do all of your communications with the customers before they jump into that production system.
Got it. So CRM is really, really, really important, and it just bolts onto whatever you're using, which makes life easy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it looks like you're a fan of social media and SEO and all that sort of fun stuff. Is that critical in today's environment from your perspective?
I actually argue against SEO, and here's why. Let's talk first about social media. I just want the basics covered so that when the customer, which they will do, look into your company, we can't have a Facebook post from 6 months ago and they can't go to LinkedIn and they can't find anything on your company there. So for social media, we just need you to do the bare bones, you know, a few posts a week so that the customer sees that you're a live, active business. But when we go to SEO, I am kind of counter to SEO because I've paid for so much SEO over my career. You have too. That's why we should be crying, not laughing. But in nowadays, SEO, let's just assume there's an HVAC contractor out there.
There are plenty listening, so go ahead.
Great. So you're an HVAC contractor in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, where I'm at. If you put HVAC contractor Rolling Meadows, Illinois, here's what's going to come up first. You're going to have the local service ads. Yeah. So right there, two competitors are vying for the very top there. After you scroll down from there, what are you going to get is the Google pay-per-click ads. So you need to be one of those two or three that Google's trying to get paid for. Then what's next? It's the Google Map Pack. So how do you get onto the Map Pack and to be one of the ones that show up there? You need reviews and you need to be posting to that Google My Business page.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you get past that, there's even now videos. So you need to be having videos. And then you go down from there. And then that's where organically SEO, people who are doing blog posts and backlinks and all that other SEO jazz, you're going to be found. But you know who's there with you?
All your competitors.
Angie's List.
Eh.
Yelp. Houzz. They're all the consolidators of those, they're spending way more than Jim's HVAC ever could do. They're going to be found there first. So money that's spent into this SEO space to me is very foolish nowadays, because you're not going to compete against all of those prior people that we just discussed that are going to be show up before you.
So what do we do?
Well, you're very active on your Google My Business page. You will then begin to develop a pay-per-click campaign by get a trusted advisor. We give some advice on that. We have great trusted vendors in that network. You're going to do local service ads. You're not going to fight against Google. You're going to join the party, and you're going to bid and bid high enough that you're going to get some of those leads. And then you're going to be active enough on social media so that if anyone ever looks you up, which they're going to look you up, you look like you are a thriving, active business.
So where does LinkedIn fit into all of this?
LinkedIn really fits in strong for our friends that are listening on this call that are commercial oriented contractors. So where this is really benefiting a lot of our coaching clients is they're on there with a fully developed profile. Their banner looks great. It highlights their company. Their actual company that it says they work for has a working link that goes to a company page on LinkedIn. And then they are making connections with commercial buyers, such as property managers, facility engineers, realtors, developers. And those relationships, once they are connected, you now begin this relationship with them and you take that conversation off of LinkedIn into your CRM, and you put them what I call the Dream 100. We make a pipeline and we say, we're going to put them into the Dream 100, that if we had 100 of these people giving us business every year, our lives would be sitting pretty. And yeah. Then we market to them. We send out monthly newsletters, and
2 o'clock
periodically we'll reach back out to them and ask them, how are they doing? Is there any projects that we can bid on for them? Very, very successful way of tapping into LinkedIn and expanding your commercial base.
Got it. All right. Before we take a break, give everybody the two websites again, please.
LesOHara.com and TheContractorHuddle.com.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. We will be right back.
Imagine you had total freedom. You didn't have to worry about money. You didn't have to be a slave to your business. The words, I can't, are eliminated from your vocabulary. What if you could do what you want to do whenever you want to do it? A financially fit business could give you that freedom. How? By knowing what your financial statements are telling you and taking action based on what they say. You can do this in less than 10 minutes a month at an investment of less than taking your family out to dinner once a month. And if your financial statements are a mess, you can get help. Go to www.financiallyfit.business or click on the QR code below to get started today.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I am finishing up our 2-week series with Les O'Hara, who's given you his 12-step proven process to help you build and profitably grow a very successful company. We are now at selling and closing. I mean, we have to sell less. Come on.
Unfortunately, the dirty word. Yes, you do.
Yeah. So, but you as the visionary and you as the owner and you as the leader, you're not the one doing the selling. Well, you may be doing some of the selling, but the reality is there should be people doing the selling, not you, right?
Exactly. You're building a sales organization. Once you get the branding and the marketing dialed in, well, now the leads are coming in, and obviously one person can't do it anymore, and you're bringing on a team. And then you need that key system, which is, you know, you're estimating fundamentals. How can someone go out in the field, evaluate a project, put the prices together, know what the margin is needed for them to earn a commission and the company to earn a profit, and then putting that all together so that the price that we're now going to present the customer is a win for the customer, but it's also a win for the company.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen salesperson A bid on something that salesperson be identically looked at pretty much, and they have two very different prices. So yep. when you're talking about estimating fundamentals, it's estimating, okay, this is the way we do it.
Exactly.
Not how you like to do it.
Exactly. So true.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you said pipeline of sales management, I assume that they meet once a week. They go over bids. They go over, you know, proposals that they've sent. Is that the type of thing you're talking about with sales management?
It is, but the unique thing that we do with our Build 12 software is that the owner or the sales manager, we're going to have a pipeline with several stages in it. So you're going to be able to see new lead, needs to be estimated, estimate sent, waiting for approval, and job approved, and waiting for a review. So what this is going to allow the owner and the managers to know is how much dollars do we have potentially in each of these stages or pipelines in the company. That's going to allow us to do a couple of things. One, we're going to know that when we have X dollars on the street, let's say for my masonry company, for example, I know if we have $10 million of estimates, bids out on the street, we're going to get about 20% of that. So I already know that I have $2 million of work coming in over the next 6 to 9 months, knowing what my backlog is. So that is so helpful for an owner to know and to make better decisions. But it also, the other key and great factor is now those people that are all in that pipeline, that $10 million of out on the street, you're now able to market to them specifically. So for that HVAC contractor, for example, he knows that for his A crew, he doesn't have a job for the install next week. So we could go to that pipeline and we could pick every one of those people in there and say, if you could do your job next week to keep my A crew busy, you could take off 5-10% of the work. So now that not only allows that owner to have a smooth production schedule, and he keeps guys busy and he doesn't have the stress of them not working for a day or two, but it closes deals, helps them close deals a lot quicker.
Just make sure you're not giving too much of a discount to give away your profits. You're fine. All right. And last but not least, you have production. So what do you mean by production?
Well, a couple of things there is I like calling it the customer journey. And so a lot of time that we should be spending as owners and visionaries is what is that ideal journey that the customer, from the minute they call and they talk to your receptionist who answers the phone to the job is complete and they give you a review, what is that, all of the steps that are needed for them to just become a raving fan of your company? And so that needs to be documented. And then that is the framework, that is the game plan, that is your playbook for everyone in the company to be trained on each of those individual components. So for example, this is how we answer the phone. This is the script. This is how we schedule the appointment. This is how the estimator goes out and knocks on the door. He presents his business card. This is how you're going to go through the presentation. This is how you're going to follow up the estimate in 24 hours. This is how we're going to call and schedule the job. This is how we're going to get the permits. This is how we're going to bill them. Exactly that customer journey. If mm-hmm. you do that, if you do that alone, you are already 80% of the way of building out a company that is going to work for you and not you working for it.
Yeah, that's the key, the plan and the process. So cool. All right. So we've gone through 12 steps. We've looked at the owners and athlete, financially related, branding, advertising and marketing, selling and closing, and production. Final thoughts, Les.
Final thoughts. Wow. It seems like a lot. You know, if I'm an owner and I'm hearing all of those, it seems overwhelming. I guess what I would say is find someone that has already done this and has these plays already built for you that you can just call, get mentored on, and have them install this for you in your business. so that you don't have to have all the blood, sweat, and tears that I did over 30 years to finally figure this all out.
Absolutely. Give us your websites again, please.
Come see me at lesohara.com. And then if you're a contractor and want some coaching and some accountability and some mentorship, come to the Contractor Huddle, HUDDLE.com.
Les, thank you so much for being with us for the past 2 weeks.
My honor, Ruth. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
My pleasure. And thanks to all of you for joining us. Choose one thing you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.